Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. All right, here's the challenge. How can we expect, this guy writing at Newsbusters, how can we expect Hollywood to make films that we want when conservatives, family-oriented, call it what you will, that audience will not go to the movies? So this author writing at Newsbusters says, why conservatives must support 12 Strong or stop complaining. I think that's a valid point. You know, in other words, if you're not putting out your money to see a film like this, then why would Hollywood think there's an audience that's going to spend money for these kinds of things? Could be the argument. Love to hear from you if you go on. We're going to talk with the author of the book, Horse Soldiers, number one New York Times bestseller and executive producer of 12 Strong, the declassified true story of the horse soldiers immediately after 9/11. Now, I believe it's done over $31, $32 million. That's pretty good. Remember, Dinesh's documentary, I think, did 35 on President Obama, so it's got a ways to go. It's not a blockbuster, but it's doing well. 855-839-1210. When's the last time that you went to a movie theater? What was the film? I remember when the Chris Kyle story was out, American Sniper. We had a lot of people calling, and, you know, because one of my dreams would be to host films that people are interested in and bring in somebody associated with it. I tried that a few years back, and it was just difficult because of the reluctance of a lot of people listening, I guess, to go to a movie theater again. It's like a 10-year boycott or something. Are you one of those folks, or do you see the folly of that? We got to engage with the culture and push back to get the type of stories and the types of things that we think are appropriate, entertaining, but also maybe have a message that's positive for the overall culture. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. All right, joining us, as I said, is the author of the book, the number one New York Times bestseller, Horse Soldiers, and also executive producer of the film, here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Let's welcome in Doug Stanton. Hey, Doug, great job. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Doug, give us the premise of the story, the short version of it. I've seen the trailers and I've talked to enough people, but what is the story of Horse Soldiers?
The story of Horse Soldiers is the secret story of America's response to 9/11. If you'd gone into the Pentagon on September 12th of 2001, there was no plan to go to Afghanistan, and we knew that's where the attacks had been planned. So these guys, who had never been used this way in American history as the lead element, get tapped on the shoulder at Fort Campbell in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a few of them. They're moving very quickly. How quickly? They go to Batteries Plus to buy the batteries for some of the radios.
Batteries Plus bulbs. I bet our guy Roy would have sold them to them. There you go.
They didn't know they were a contractor.
Yes.
The REI to get sleeping bags. I mean, this was a highly trained group of guys really adapting and reacting quickly, and pretty soon they're in Afghanistan on horses.
Yeah, it is, and it's got a star-studded cast. People know, listening, I think, Chris Hemsworth and Rob Riggle, who is a comedian, somewhat acerbic at times, I think was in the Marines, right?
Rob was in the Marines. I saw him at the premiere in New York. He's a great guy. In fact, no, he wasn't in the Marines. He was in the Army because he
okay.
was reporting to Colonel Max Bowers, who is featured in the in the story as well. I'm sorry, yeah.
So the film, as I saw it, now I got this from one of the PR guys, said $30.4 million at the box office, but that's a little while ago, so I guess it's around $31 million or so, right?
You know, to be honest, I have no idea, but I mean, it's going up. I know that, and it's really doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm trying to encourage people. And Doug, what would you say? This is a prime example. We have a lot of people who call me. Some are almost proud of it because of the antagonism with Hollywood. You actually got a film like this made that speaks to their values, is a story that has not been told. It's fresh. It's thrilling. It has entertainment factor. I mean, I look at it. It has the quality you would think in a high-quality film. It's not something you like, but the production values, not so good. It's got it all.
Yeah. No, it does. I mean, this is a great question. So the book itself, 12 Strong or Horse Soldiers, is now number one on the New York Times list. And what that means is that this story has reached a wide audience for that to happen. And they're also going to the movie. They're going to the movie because I spent months interviewing these guys and plus their families. And so not forgotten in the movie is the story of the home front as well. We cut back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of action, you're right, but it's really about relationships between families, relationships in the guys in the unit, and also the relationship with the Afghans. Because, listen, they can't do this alone. In fact, what's so surprising for audiences is the way they're working with the Afghans, who are very happy with this movie because, as they told us at the premiere, this lets the world know that Afghans want peace, too.
Well, it reminds me, except for the Afghani part, I've become friendly with Taya Kyle, Chris Kyle's widow. And the film American Sniper, yeah, there was a lot of action there, but it was also the relationship between those two. I think he had four tours of duty, and when he came back, whatever difficulty he had, and the kids were young then and all that, that's the forgotten thing. And I think it's great that the film tells that back and forth because people on the home front are sacrificing as much as the loved one in harm's way.
They are, and so these are the quiet professionals, 5th Special Forces Group. If you want to, for the audience to think about it, as in World War II, the OSS goes behind enemy lines and works with the resistance to overthrow the Nazis. In this case, this is what these Americans do, working with the Afghans to wrest control of the country from the Taliban, which they do achieve in a matter of weeks by January of 2002.
So the horses, is it because of the terrain or because of how quickly we threw them into action?
That's what's interesting about the book and the movie because, well, number one, the movie really follows the book quite closely in many ways. And what I discovered in reporting is that they're working with the Afghans, alongside the Afghans, and by the Afghans. And they're on horses. So I'd get a call from the screenwriter, Ted Talley or Peter Craig, why aren't they wearing helmets? And I said, well, they're not wearing helmets because the Afghan resistance fighters aren't wearing helmets. And so they're really culturally aware of who these folks are who have been fighting the Taliban for years before we arrived. And it becomes one unified victory. And
well,
that's why they're on horses, because they're essentially out-equipped and out-numbered. And they can use horses to get up into the mountains away from the enemy.
I would tell you, it's one of my favorite trailers. It really captures it well. And I'm glad you're pleased that it follows the book and that the book is doing so well. So I commend this to everybody to go and see it. I know it's on my wife and it's my turn. We saw her film last weekend. So I'm up next and this is my choice.
All right.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.